The voluminous, unisex styles of Aaron Potts helped kick off New York Fashion Week. His runway models and flowing clothes reflecting the diversity of city streets.
For me as a designer, I really design around beautiful shapes, and beautiful shapes can look good on a variety of people, different sizes, different gender expressions. I have worked for companies that would show things that didn't represent me or people that I love. So I said to myself, when I have the chance, I'm going to show real beauty, what the world actually looks like.
Gender fluid fashions, a big trend in menswear this year, showcased by models of various ethnicities and ages. 2 years ago, amid nationwide demonstrations for social justice, the Council of Fashion Designers of America promised to create systemic change within the industry. And this year, Fashion Week features more designers of color than ever before. Gray hair, apparently, is also in fashion.
I think there's definitely a trend. It's great to see for somebody who's not in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s. It's really nice to see, because just because you've got gray hair doesn't mean you're not stylish.
Some say there's still work to be done, however, especially when it comes to showcasing clothes made for plus-size people.
We're seeing a lot of brands try to embrace that on their social media, but when it comes to actual models coming down the runway, we're still seeing that lack of diversity, and I think the industry has a long way to go.
Still, there's no shortage of beauty or eye-popping style at this trend-setting event featuring top designers from around the world. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.